Hey guys, welcome to The Closet Geek, episode 64 for December 3rd, 2014.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out. The podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news.
That yes! was intense. That was intense there, Barry. Wow.
Sorry, I was going for something new. So I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Greetings. Has everybody gotten over their turkey hangovers?
Turkey comas?
Tryptophan. I don't think I ate enough to have a food coma.
Oh. It was a good holiday. But we're back.
Yes.
We're back. Sorry you missed us, but for those of you that are listeners outside of the United States, we had Thanksgiving here in the United States, and that's why we were gone last week. So, but we're back.
We're back.
And
whether you want us to or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether you want it or not, you're going to get it.
All right. Let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is the segment where we talk about things we did geeky last 2 weeks, apparently, and things we could recommend to you and things you could check out, things we love and enjoy. So, Michael, why don't you start us off this week?
Sure. Gosh, 2 weeks went by, and I have been keeping up with Log Horizon since second season, which is awesome anime. I've been really enjoying that. Episode 9 came out last week. And then Sword Art Online, episode 21, came out. It was really awesome. It's wrapping up to be a great season. So I'm looking forward to that. And I just started watching Psycho Pass. So Psycho Pass is a pretty dang cool show.
Yeah, do you like it?
Yeah, I actually really enjoy it. It's a combination of, I would call it like, Ghost in the Shell meets, what's that Tom Cruise movie where they see into the future?
Minority Report.
Yeah, it's like Minority Report meets Ghost in the Shell. It's pretty crazy where, it's in the future and they've been able to use technology to basically psychoanalyze a person ahead of time so they know that they're going to be unable to control themselves in society. And it's pretty cool because somebody doesn't meet the mold and it's the bad guy. So all their weapons require them to be able to meet a certain requirement to unlock so they can shoot the enemy or shoot the criminals to either paralyze them or kill them. But since this guy doesn't meet that requirement, they can't do anything about it. So he's basically going on a killing spree and they're starting to all lose it themselves. It's pretty interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, it's always been one that's been on my radar. I've just never started watching it.
You know, I wasn't sure about it either, but I said, you know what? I need to relax. I've been stressed out over this Series 7 exam. I'm not testing very well, so I've been stressing. And so I watched a few episodes, so I really enjoyed it. This weekend, SLC Anime is meeting to review Terror in Resonance, which I really enjoyed, which is a very interesting, unusual plotline about two disgruntled teens who were basically screwed over by the government. And to pay the government back, they started bombing buildings. It was very interesting. Good story. Good story, regardless of the fact that you're kind of cheering on the terrorist, which is it's odd. Yeah, but
hey,
finish.
You know,
Moses was a terrorist to the Egyptians.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
Well, George Washington was a terrorist to King, right?
Yeah, King George. To the British. So, you know, it depends on who writes the history book, I suppose.
That's true.
But I finished talking about books. I finished Dune.
Cool.
And
started reading it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
For the first time?
Yeah, I've never read it before.
Oh,
it's
wow,
always,
yeah.
It's always
it's
been,
a cool book.
Like, on my list of
it's,
books
yeah.
I need to read in my life. And, well, yeah, I started reading it.
It's
about a third of the way through it.
It's far more retro future than I expected, you know, because, in the history of Dune, there was a big uprising against artificial intelligence machines and computers.
Right.
And so they rely on human power to do everything. And so it's a little different where they have this almost, gosh, it's almost steampunkish in a way. I don't know how else to refer it, where it's like they have this backwards way of life because of religious and philosophical upheavals in the past. It's mm-hmm. really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of my 2 weeks. I've just been studying a lot and trying to, you know, get in a little bit anime, a little reading, and TV shows when I can. But, yeah, you might not be hearing from me because we'll find out. I'm either going to pass a test or find a bridge. So we'll find out. So.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I'm just,
on
I'm
to
not
you, Barry.
That far.
No.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense though, because if I don't pass this test, I don't get to keep the job that I really like.
Right.
So that's why I'm just like, oh no.
Yeah.
Freaking out.
And the stress there.
So, but the trainers are like, oh no, you're fine. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm scoring like in the 50s and 60s. How is this good? I need a 72 to pass the major exam, and they're like, oh, you're fine. They're, you know, you still have a week. And I'm like, okay. Jeez.
Well,
anyway, who's next?
Barry.
Ryan.
Ryan.
John.
John. Donkey.
I'm in charge here.
Let's see. I am caught up with The Legend of Korra.
Ooh.
It's on episode 9 of season 4.
Yep.
And it's back on TV.
It is back on TV. They started with episode 1 of season 4, and they're running through all the episodes.
Cool.
And it's cool for those people who haven't seen it online or didn't realize it was online. It's just going to pop up back on the TV again.
Right.
So that's cool. Yeah. And I'm very happy with it. It's always been a cool show. I've never really watched the Avatar, Last
okay.
Airbender. I've seen a couple
okay.
episodes, but I only really watch Legend of Korra because of John's glowing reviews. and he hasn't even finished season 1.
Yeah, you're further than I am. Oh, no, I'm like...
Or, I mean,
season
where are you?
Season 3.
Oh, 3. Okay.
But, yeah, I haven't gotten through season 3 yet.
And then, let's see, I'm reading comic books. I've got, let's see, what have I read lately? Nova. You
oh,
guys
yeah.
watch that one?
Oh, okay.
Read that one?
Yes.
It's about a kid, but it's cool and fun.
I know who Nova is.
And the Guardians of
count?
The Galaxy start, you know, they show up every once in a while.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's fun. And then The Walking Dead, of course.
Walking
Invincible.
Dead. Oh,
Invincible.
The comic.
The Walking Dead comic, yes.
Right, right.
Yeah, not yeah. the TV show where everybody dies.
Right.
Hey, hey!
The comic book where everybody dies.
Everybody.
How is that
comic.
A spoiler? How is that?
Everybody
people are
dies.
Not, you know, everybody dies. It's a zombie show. I haven't
shut,
even watched it beyond
shut your face.
You know, it's like, what, halfway through season 2, that's all I've watched, and I know
yeah.
still everybody dies.
Yeah.
Shut your face.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, no spoilers anymore. I got
that's,
direct
that's
feedback.
My job.
No. I got direct feedback from a listener saying that they hate that you spoil all the time.
Ooh, yeah, you're the
so,
spoiler.
No
man.
More spoilers.
It must have been that Snowpiercer.
It was Snowpiercer.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I can't believe
he was
you
really
that.
He was really upset. I was like, okay, we'll make sure that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. I'll take that. Someone needs
a mute button on Michael.
Yeah. We'll just disconnect him next time.
Starts to go into his...
Start editing me out.
Right. There was another one I was going to mention. Oh, yeah. Deathstroke. They rebooted the... They didn't reboot it, but they re-released it as a series.
Yeah.
It's on issue 2.
Oh, I thought they did reboot it. It wasn't... So they just re-released it.
Oh, well, I guess they restarted it.
Okay, right.
I don't like to say reboot because that means maybe they've changed things.
Okay, but it's a new series.
It's a new series, yeah.
Deathstroke series, right.
And some interesting spoiler things are happening in there. I'm not going to say the spoiler.
That's right. No spoilers.
Very cool stuff happening in that.
Yeah.
And
so you watched Arrow, correct?
No.
Oh, you don't.
I watched Flash.
You watched Flash, okay? But you haven't seen Arrow.
Ah, he saved every one of us.
Okay.
Wrong Flash. Two, wrong quote from the. I know it's the wrong Flash.
And that kind of crazy singing song voice.
Yeah.
Don't do that again.
Yeah. Because Deathstroke is featured rather prominently in season 2 of Arrow.
But it's a totally different Deathstroke.
Oh, sure. I was just going to ask you your opinion on that. But since
it's cool because I saw the first season. In fact, my favorite parts about the first season were the flashbacks
that included
Deathstroke.
Sure.
And so Slade Wilson. So I haven't seen it. Apparently he does some cool stuff in season 2, right?
Yeah, it's he's the big bad for season 2.
And season 3, he shows up as he showed up in this current season?
I'm a little behind on Arrow. I'm about 3 weeks behind. So
I am current with Sleepy Hollow, though.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. So that's a good one. And Constantine as well, but unfortunately that's going to be canceled.
No, actually.
Maybe. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
They have it's canceled.
Anyway, yeah, it probably will be.
Oh, and I finished finally for the. It's been a long time coming. I finished The Deathly Hallows, book 7 of the Harry Potter series.
Congratulations!
So yay. I've been holding off.
Club.
Yeah, I've been holding off on it because I didn't want it to end.
And I
haven't read it for like a years. And so finally, I just decided
to
do it.
Like your friends go away.
Yeah, yeah. They've grown up and left the home.
Yeah, yep, I agree. That's kind of why I was unfortunately, it's just a movie trilogy, but like the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, you know, gets us back into the Wizarding World once again.
Yeah, and that's cool. I'm okay with going back to the Wizarding World without Potter.
Sure.
Because it's such a, there's so much you can do with it.
That's right.
And if J.K. Rowling would just, you know, let somebody else have the reins with you know, she can still be a producer, right? But
yeah.
Just let somebody do a television series or something.
Oh, right.
That'd be cool. But
yeah. Well, kind of like
that close to her chest, though.
Yeah, kind of like what George R. R. Martin's doing with the Game of Thrones TV series.
Exactly like that, yeah.
You know, he's not really writing any of it, but he is like one of the producers, so they do rely on his input quite a bit, even though the TV series, from what I understand, is really starting to become quite different than its own thing series.
They've skipped so much content. They've gone from book, you know, like book 1 to book 10 or something
It's not the same. It's not the same chronology as what are in the novels.
There's people who are alive who should be dead, and people who are dead who should be alive,
and like new characters that don't.
That's the same thing with the Walking Dead.
Oh yeah.
There's characters in the show that are alive, but in the comic they've been dead for years.
Right.
Sophie's still alive in the comics, right?
No.
You mean Sophia?
No.
It's complicated.
Well,
no, I can't remember.
And like Shane, Like, Shane dies pretty early.
Yeah.
Like, he died really early, whereas in the TV series, he was around for, like, you know, two full seasons and then finally died.
Well, in the comic, Rick doesn't have an arm.
Right.
And so, because he got bit and then he chopped it off.
Oh, okay. Like what he did to Herschel's leg in the TV series.
Yes.
Right.
And then that's what happened to Rick's hand, and they just haven't done that in the show. And it's been like that for years, literally, comic book years.
Interesting.
And, but I saw a snippet at the end of the no more spoilers. If you haven't watched The Walking Dead, you know how they show, like, next season's teaser?
They tease, what's coming up the next, after the mid-season finale.
Yeah, it got me thinking. Anyway, that's why we can geek.
Cool.
Go, John.
Go, John.
Well, nobody has mentioned the fact that we played D&D again.
Yeah.
Yeah! Woo!
It was fun. I don't think we got as much accomplished.
We didn't, because...
as the first time we played.
I'll be honest, I was, like, really tired that night. And I was like, okay, let's just play and see. And we got to a point where I was like, okay, if we keep playing, we're going to play for, like, another 3 hours before we come to a decent stopping spot. So I said, okay, let's just call it here, and then we'll just kind of pick up from there. But what's really fun is that... I kind of mentioned this once before in one of our previous episodes, but now my oldest daughter is also playing with us. So I have my two oldest daughters playing, which is really cool. I love the fact that my children are starting to grow up and be interested and do the same things that I grew up doing when I was a kid. And so it's just really fun to be able to do that together as a family.
Yeah,
and so that was a lot of fun. We enjoyed that, and then honestly, other than that, I mean, I did mention that I started reading Dune, so I've been reading that, and then I have been listening to audiobook of Brandon Sanderson's latest novel, Legion, Skin Deep.
Did you listen to the first one?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I started listening to that too.
Yeah, so I've been listening to that, and I'm about just over halfway, I think, through the book. Maybe.
Yeah, it's only 4.5 hours long.
Maybe a little bit further, but it's really good. I really enjoy it. I've been having fun with that. I basically listen to it while I drive back and forth from work.
That story should be a TV series.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, they could. Do some pretty cool things with that.
They could.
So I've been enjoying that, but no serious gaming. You know, sometimes I'll pick up the controller and dink around with some of these casual games that I have on my PS4. And I think my go-to right now is still Fez. I've been enjoying that when I have like 10 minutes or so. I just kind of dink around, pick up a couple little cube parts and call it good, and put the controller back down again. So the last couple of weeks, my oldest son and his wife came out, and so we played like Rock Band and stuff like that a lot more than we usually do. So that was kind of fun. But that's about it.
All righty, cool. Me. So, I actually had D&D in my notes, but
D&D. I
been playing some Hearthstone whenever I had free time, but a lot of my excess free time has been scheduling and interviewing different Kickstarters for Sweet Kicks with Bricks. And that's been lots of fun talking to. I interviewed a couple people on yesterday, actually. And so those should be coming out. One came out, but we're having issues with our website right now. That will be fixed, people. I apologize for that, but everything should be good soon. But besides doing Sweet Kicks with Bricks, since S.H.I.E.L.D. is on Netflix, my wife and I have been kind of binge-watching S.H.I.E.L.D. Most nights, and we've been really enjoying it. It's lots of fun. So although I kind of know some things that are going to be happening because of what we've talked about on the show previously.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I know that's going to happen.
Yeah, I've been watching. I'm all up to date with the current season of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I've been enjoying that. I kind of got my wife's really stuck on it too. So anytime there's a new episode, she's like, "Yes, let's watch it. Hurry!" And so. Yeah, so that's been really enjoyable. We've had fun with that one.
Yep, that's about it for me. So,
all right.
Woo! All right. We have lots of things to talk about tonight. So let's get to our next section of the show, the Weekly Geek. This is a segment where we talk about geeky news. And the only thing that I have to say right now is da 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 da.
Did we talk about no singing policy?
You just said in a funny voice.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I was doing the theme properly.
Right.
Dang it!
You were.
Yes.
So, Star Wars teaser trailer thoughts now.
Dude, it was awesome.
Well, let's just get. The haters out of the way first. People didn't like the robot rolling on a ball.
People didn't like the black guy either. Have you read the articles about that?
What?
Tons of people
apparently,
are like, how dare they have a black stormtrooper?
Yeah, you
can't. Why not?
Because they were clones and
What?
And yeah,
what website
and
are
they
you
were
on?
Maybe they were maybe clones back
several
years.
Yeah,
and years,
apparently,
years
no,
ago.
Apparently it was a big deal. I mean, he even addressed it on his own Facebook page, saying, "Hey, all of you people, you're gonna just kind of have to deal with it."
He said, "Deal with it."
And so I guess there were Star Wars
racist people out there.
Well, there are, but they were saying that apparently there's some Star Wars purists that are saying that, you know, the Empire would never do that because they were very racist Empire, and they hated aliens, they hated anything different. It was almost a Aryan type.
What universe are they in?
I don't even know. Seriously.
Because, isn't the Galactic Empire part of like hundreds and hundreds of different planets of different races, and I'm like, you guys are realizing the universe you're in.
Plus, the thing is that, I mean,
it came
by
from
the time, by
Timothy
the time,
Zahn and his Admiral Thrawn.
Right.
That's where the whole hating
because
aliens
he was
came
an,
in.
Yeah,
cause
he was because he was an
because he was trying to use that as an explanation of why Thrawn was not used.
Special, yeah.
But don't take that as...
Yeah, so apparently, it's pretty silly. But, you know, there's always going to be something that people are upset about. But overall, I thought the trailer was great. I thought it was awesome.
There were so many people who thought that robot droid head rolling on a ball. People actually thought that the ball was part of his droid body.
Oh.
Do you guys think that too?
Yeah. Isn't it?
No. Oh, it's just a ball.
Wait, what?
I just thought it was a ball.
Are you
thought
serious?
It was a ball.
What do you mean?
So many people
are
confused.
Like his head is on top and his body is the rolling.
No, it's just a ball.
No,
that's colored
it's just a
the
ball.
Same.
It's just like a head for a droid.
It's a little astromech head.
Yeah.
Using his repulsor lift technology to roll around on a ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad you were confused because there's so many other people. Well, maybe I'm confused. See, there's a confusion.
I thought it was just a different droid design. I thought
No, See, and that's why people who don't like it are upset, because they're like, that's a dumb droid design. And I bet it's just like,
I didn't have a problem with it at all. Even if it was a droid design,
it looks good. But there are plenty of people who,
well, sure. But there are people that are just dumb.
So, why don't you listeners tell us what you think? Is it a soccer ball or is it the droid's body?
Huh. I don't know. I'll have to go back and look at it again. No, the one question that I have that I don't think a lot of people really ask this, but why are there still stormtroopers?
Because the Empire's still around.
No, just because you destroy one piece of the Empire, which is the Death Star, does not mean that the entire Empire is gone. I mean, we're talking about trillions and trillions of population.
Yeah, and?
And you blow up one structure it's gone?
Well,
it's not about Hitler
and the regime fell.
Yeah, it's but basically it's like how they killed Hitler and everything fell apart because the leader was dead. Or like Napoleon and his whole revolution fell.
But you have to consider.
So you kill the emperor.
That didn't happen.
Well, it's like the way I see it is just because one leader falls doesn't mean another. It's like Hydra. Cut off one head, two will come up.
When you have that
large of a population, you can't just snip the tip and expect it to go away.
Okay, that may be true if this movie had only taken place maybe 5 years after Return of the Jedi. But this movie is taking place 30 years later.
Which has been plenty of time for them to reorganize.
Shut up. My God.
No. My thought was that this whole 30 years they've been battling the Empire this whole time.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the storyline plays out.
Well, the Empire, it'll be a total reversal of roles where the rebels are now the big people and the remnants of the Empire are small factions fighting back.
I think that may be true, but this is what I think, and I'm not right. No, just kidding. But I see it as kind of like Michael does, where the Empire didn't crumble, and I'm guessing the reason they do that is because that's a very strong dynamic for a movie when you have an overpressing force against the little guy. If you're voting for the good guys because they're the most powerful force out there, it's kind of hard to root for them unless it's like a World War II movie where it really happened.
Right.
I kind of understand where you're going with it, but
people always like to root for the underdog.
People root for the underdog. Right.
Yeah.
I understand that.
In this movie,
the Empire is the underdog.
Maybe.
So total reversal.
Maybe. We don't know.
We have no idea. It's an assumption just because the rebels win one battle that the entire Empire fell.
It's not
one
battle. It's the battle.
Yeah, they won the war.
Well, it's like saying, it's their D-Day. Yeah, doesn't mean Germany fell right after that.
It was E-Day.
Yeah, it was Victory in Europe Day. That's what it was. We're still having
to deal with Japan.
They killed Hitler.
Actually, technically, Hitler killed himself.
Oh, shush.
Anyway. No, but.
I'm talking about the Empire killing the rebels
Vader.
Killing the Emperor.
Behind the way that the Empire is going.
The two
but
Sith
that's
were dead.
Just the way the Empire was going, the Empire can still go in a different direction.
So
or
the other
in the same direction.
Okay, the other point is
where does the Sith
where
come
did the
from?
Sith come from? Because both of the Sith were dead.
What does the Fox say? Listen. Have you guys read Darth Plagueis?
No.
Okay. That book is about the Emperor's master.
Yes.
And in that book, they have so many feelers out of different force potential Sith apprentices.
Right.
They have a whole bunch.
Right.
Like, the Emperor himself had, like, half a dozen that are mentioned in the book.
Okay.
Okay. So there's more out there. Just
right.
Because they have this rule that was instigated by Darth Bane or whatever.
But the rules are made to be broken.
Well, the Sith don't really follow that rule. That's the whole point of that book, is that they don't really follow that
rule.
Well,
the other thing is that just because the two Sith at that time die doesn't mean the dark side doesn't exist anymore.
Right, it can't.
Well, so there's always going to be...
There's always going to be a dark side, because you can't have one without the other.
So listen,
the influence
like
of the dark side...
Anakin Skywalker was the chosen one, and then people are like, oh, I guess he wasn't chosen one because he was all evil and stuff. But no.
No, he still created balance.
He still the chosen
there
one.
There was two Sith and two Jedi.
Because there was too much light side. It was not balanced.
Oh, right.
And so, in order to balance, all the light side had to be destroyed.
Right.
And so he was the chosen one to bring balance to the Force.
He bought balance.
Whoa, that's deep. I love it.
You never thought of that before? Come on.
Well, I have, but I'm just saying, it's cool to think of it.
Right.
Deep.
I mean, essentially, it came down to two and two. There was Darth Vader and the Emperor, Yoda and Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now, I just want to jump on my soapbox a little bit about this lightsaber.
It's awesome. It is the
it's light. You know,
ever.
Everybody's like, yeah, but
such a 12-year-old lightsaber.
Broadsword lightsaber.
Exactly. One thing I'm like hoping for is, are we gonna see like actual
different design.
Like historical European martial arts?
No.
Coinciding with the lightsaber fighting.
No.
You know.
They made up their own martial arts for the movies, didn't
yeah.
they?
Well, yeah, they have their own thing. But one thing that everybody's hating on the crossguard. I'm like, it works perfectly fine. Everybody's like, yeah, but it'll just cut it. And I'm like, have you seen The Daily Show? He argues the point perfectly.
It's not The Daily Show. Colbert.
I apologize. But, you know, he basically made it was exactly going through my mind when I saw it in the trailer. He explained. I'm like, it's just one beam. It just uses additional ports to, you know, force out the plasma stream. It makes
sense. One thing that I thought was really cool was something that was brought up by Steven Schleichert from Major Spoilers. And one thing that I thought was cool is, like, when you see the lightsaber, it's not a solid beam. It's very rigid looking,
like electricity.
And, Steven made an interesting point. He said, well, it's 30 years later, and you know, the order of the Sith, the order of the Jedi is kind of like things of the past that people still don't know a lot about. And so you could have like basically this Sith that is trying to put pieces together of what he think will make a functional lightsaber, and that's the way why it looks the way it is.
I have a question.
It's possible. Yeah.
Do we have true confirmation that that is a Sith?
No.
What if it's Luke Skywalker?
There's been rumors. They've been rumors that.
What if it's Luke Skywalker? Because his dad, he wanted to emulate his dad's blade.
No, moves like a young man.
Yeah.
it's not Mark Hamill.
And that was another point that someone brought up.
Yeah.
It's like, Mark Hamill can't move like that.
But, yeah, I'm just saying it might not be a Sith, but, you know, everybody just assumes the red blade. Of course, you know, but wouldn't it be a fun twist?
Well, I just think it was cool because there were just so many things that were so familiar from the original trilogy. You had stormtroopers. I mean, yes, they were a little bit different, but they were still easily recognizable as stormtroopers.
You also had TIE fighters.
You had TIE fighters. Yeah, TIE fighters from, you know, the original Empire were still...
They were a little bit different, though. So you could tell
what
happened.
I mean...
The X-Wings were a little bit different. The wings were different.
Well, the wings were different because they're more based off of the original artwork, where when the wings are together, right. It looks like a single engine, but when the wings come apart, it's actually four little kind of half-domed engines.
Because because I know that J.J. Abrams was trying to utilize a lot of Ralph McQuarrie's concept art.
Which is good, because the artwork is awesome.
Yeah. So, anyway, good stuff.
Yeah, we're all super excited,
there's
obviously.
There's still people who have their strong opinions like we do.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
it was a soccer
there's
ball.
Lots of...
I'm seriously there's lots have of... to go back and watch that.
There's lots of movie news that we'll be talking about, but I just want to touch on a couple of other things before we jump back into the movies. Like, for example, PlayStation is 20 years old.
Yep.
And they have the new special edition anniversary for PlayStation. It's a PlayStation 4 that emulates the original PlayStation.
The same coloring.
So it's gray. Mm-hmm. It has the color, you know, PS on there.
Unfortunately, that's all it emulates.
Yeah.
You can't
but
play
it's
the
still
other games.
It's still super cool.
It looks cool.
I know that Sony.
But also when it boots up. It has the original PlayStation.
Well, you can get the
thing that when it boots up, it's like
you can get the PlayStation 1 theme for the PlayStation 4, and that is available. That is available now to anybody that has a PlayStation 4. You can go and download the PlayStation 1 theme for free.
Excuse me, give me 5 minutes.
I don't have one.
I'm going to download that. Get that. That sounds cool.
It is cool. Oh.
I just thought it was really cool, and happy anniversary to PlayStation.
Yep, happy anniversary.
Thank you for not being a part of Nintendo. And, yeah.
What?
Awesome.
That's how PlayStation was born, is a group of people broke off from Nintendo.
They
were their own thing, but they were supposed to create basically a CD drive system.
Correct. That's what I meant by break off.
No, we're going to make the 64, which was still cartridge-based, and these creators of the – and they're like, well, we're just going to create our own
Sony's
system.
Like, oh,
they were like, fine, we're out of here.
So thank you for breaking off becoming what you have become.
Happy birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday. So
– we're going to do some TV –
let's do some TV real fast.
Constantine
looks like it's going to be canceled.
Pretty much. Everyone's like,
I've been enjoying it.
It's not going to be canceled. They just haven't ordered any new episodes yet. Like, what the?
Yeah, that means it's going to be canceled.
Yeah.
It's nice saying, you're canceled.
Yeah.
It's a cool show, though.
Which sucks. It's really cool. And I was
been really good.
This is a spoiler that I'm going to say, and it's not really a spoiler, but you actually got to see Constantine smoke a cigarette.
Oh, did you?
In the show.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
that was a big thing. They were like,
that was
oh,
a big
we can't
thing,
put that on TV.
Because he's a boozing, chain-smoking,
right.
You know.
That's who he is.
Well,
that's his character.
Dude.
I wonder if people are offended by it because it's so...
Well, they have to pay money to show someone smoking on TV.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that.
Fine or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, because
smoking, that's why they don't do it.
That's why you don't
all
see
the time
ads
anymore.
Or anything like that. It's part of the governmental thing that says no smoking.
Right.
Yeah.
Bad.
So, yeah. So, you know, it's gonna go through its initial order of 13 episodes. Where they're at episode 9 already, so they've only got like 4 more episodes, and then more than likely that'll be it. What's really interesting is that right after they made the announcement that they weren't ordering any more episodes, their ratings increased like 38%.
Yeah, that is
so
true.
It could
marketing plan.
I mean, it could be that they're like
threatened to cancel it, and people will start. Watching
right.
again.
So people be like,
sometimes
oh,
that happens.
I should watch that. So we'll see. If it does end up getting better ratings towards the end, then they'll be like, all right, well, we had enough of a following that we can go ahead and do another, you know, and maybe they'll do like a second season that'll be another short season, like a 13-episode season. They've done that with some shows before.
I think they need to they need to do something that a wider audience will hook into.
Yeah. So Disney already announcing that there's going to be an extra animated show after Star Wars Rebels is done, and that this animated show is going to take place in the current Star Wars universe of the newer trilogy.
Right. Yeah, wow. I read that. So they're already working on, you know, trying to, you know, put.
Is it going to be a kids show? Is the animation going to be different?
Well, it's.
They haven't really stated anything like that. They just said that. So they're probably going to go about five or so seasons with Rebels, kind of like what they did with the Clone Wars, and then they're going to end. And then by that time, people are going to be already involved with the new movies, that they'll bring this other animated show based in that same timeline.
So is that part of their whole spin-off Star Wars movies thing?
Kind of. Yeah. But there's no announcement of like what it's really going to be about, just that they said it's going to be in that same time.
Yeah. No announcement of who's going to be behind it?
No. It's just It was basically a conversation that somebody had with one of the upper-ups at Disney. And so these things can change. Yeah, during this interview or whatever, the guy said, "Yes, we're already, you know, working on the next animated series. It's probably going to take place during the next trilogy of movies, that kind of thing." Which, I mean, makes perfect sense, because now that Disney is in charge, I mean, you can already see that they do quite a bit of that with their, like, if you look at their Marvel Cinematic Universe, and if you look at the animated series that they do, you know, a lot of it kind of refers to things that have happened in the movies, and characters that you've seen in the movies are now starting to show up in the animated series.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's good how S.H.I.E.L.D. is tied into the movies. They can do like a Star Wars that's tied into the movies.
Yeah, that would be
Star Wars.
Cool.
Yeah. So I actually just watched the S.H.I.E.L.D. episode tied into Thor 2. So
that was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Or that's a good episode. Clean up after
it'd be like, I wish they would send someone from Isengard, Asgard, I mean.
Not Isengard. Taking the hobbits to Isengard. Isengard. The hobbits.
Isengard. All right. I saw the Flash episode. It's a Arrow and Flash double
episode. Watching that tonight.
Flash was last night and Arrow is tonight.
And
a lot of the fanboys are very excited. I was kind of like, okay. Another Flash episode.
Flash is cool. I agree with Ryan. It definitely is becoming much more a superhero show. And I love it. It's great.
Yes. I want to ask you guys.
Okay.
What is your opinion about DC deciding not to use their TV actors as their movie characters?
You know...
I don't know. I think if they started doing that, I think a lot of people would be like, "Oh, you're just doing the same thing that Marvel's doing." But
see,
I don't know.
My thought of it is, like, someone made a good point that when Batman Begins came out, people didn't go to see Batman Begins because Christian Bale was Batman. They went to see it because they wanted to see Batman.
Yeah,
and I think that's totally the same thing in this aspect. You have the two Arrow and Flash. You have the two characters, these actors that have already been entrenched with the character. They should just be the movie actors too, because people are going to go see the movie.
Okay,
because a Flash movie.
The argument has also been made when Tim Burton did not pick up Adam West. Okay.
That is a good point.
You know, just because there's already an established person doing the character doesn't mean you have to use him for everything that is involved with that character.
And I'm not.
Yes, you do.
I'm not. No.
Wolverine.
I'm not.
Eventually, it's not going to happen. Eventually, he's going to just get too old.
He's what is he? He has
two more movies. He's under contract for.
He's getting. Dang. He's my age.
No. Yeah, I think he's not even 44, but he's right around there. He's like He's my age.
What?
Yeah.
And
you're
I'm like
44. You're 42.
I know, but
and you're 44.
No, I'm 43. But
whatever.
But what I was saying is that, or what I was going to say is, if yeah, we talk about how old Hugh Jackman is, but oh my gosh, if I looked as good as he did
yeah.
in the Wolverine, I'd be like, yeah, sign me up for three more.
Yeah, but he says that it's hard
oh, sure.
on his body to keep it like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, once you get over 40, all of that's hard.
Right.
I look forward to seeing Hugh Jackman playing Blackbeard in Pan
or
coming out.
Yeah. Blackbeard-ish type character. I don't think
yeah.
it's actually
yeah.
Blackbeard.
No, he is. That's the character
oh.
is actually Black.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
It's in the trailer that way.
I didn't catch that. So.
All right. Well, let's jump into some movie news.
Yeah,
we
don't
also,
got much time.
We also saw the Jurassic World trailer.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was all right.
I wanted to be excited for it, but
what's funny is
that I guess
the coolest
I guess
dinosaur in that trailer wasn't even a dinosaur.
What, the shark?
Yeah, the big alligator
yeah.
that came up and ate the shark.
Well, no, it's not technically an alligator. It is a dinosaur. I can't remember. Oh, Lance is looking through a dinosaur book.
Zeosaurus.
And I was like, oh.
So what is that?
So,
but no.
I mean, it's cool.
But
it
looks like they've trained velociraptors
yeah.
to go out hunt.
Because he was like riding.
Yeah, he was
like
riding with them, like as if he was part of the pack.
Well,
which means they're going after this hybrid dinosaur.
Yeah, apparently it's all about like genetic mutations.
So I'm like, did they make a human dinosaur?
They've like created a new
dragon skin.
I read somewhere that they nixed that idea.
Oh, I thought that's what the
hybrid.
Oh, I don't know
good.
About the human hybrid.
The human hybrid would just be cheesy.
Yeah.
Well, they probably it's not a
it's
human hybrid.
It's
going to
be like an intelligent Tyrannosaurus.
They had art concept
still
art
doesn't
for
have
the
arms.
Human
I
hybrid.
I was going to say with bigger arms.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex with long arms.
He's got gorilla arms. He walks like a gorilla.
Small head and big arms. So.
So, anyway, really big movie news this week is obviously the official cast announcement for Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And it has surprisingly really big actors tied
yeah.
to it.
I don't know if that's surprising. I think DC is
especially
willing
is
to throw money
the
at
the movie.
People.
The Suicide Squad is like, what? What's that?
Right. Well, but I think it's going to be – the big draw is going to be the fact that it's the Joker.
The
you
fact
know?
That they got Jared Leto to do the Joker is just going to be cool.
I think he could do
a really good job.
Did you see him in Dallas Buyers Club?
No, but I mean –
oh,
God,
yeah. He was so good in that
film.
He
won the Oscar for it, so
yeah,
I mean –
he was great.
He's done some pretty crazy roles, and so I think he could pull it off pretty well.
I just want to get another 30 Seconds to Mars
Will
album.
Smith. Yeah. He's too busy acting.
No,
get back to your
scene,
dude.
I know, because the last album was
I thought it was interesting that Will Smith agreed to be
yeah,
in the movie.
Yeah, he's going to be Deadshot?
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
I thought that was weird.
But it's going to be like The Expendables.
Yeah.
It's not really going to be a superhero movie. They're just going to have this big cast of crazy people doing, they're going to all do this
all
crazy, kind of
crazy things
show up for the government. And then
now, I don't know
Joker's
if this
in
was
it.
Just a rumor or not, but did they really get Oprah Winfrey for
no,
Amanda
that's who
Wallace?
They, that's who they want.
Whoa.
She's too, no.
They, no,
Miranda
I,
Wallace is hardcore and
yeah,
Oprah is not.
No.
Oprah, regardless of what people may think of her as a person, she can actually act.
Oh, sure she can.
I don't have a problem
she
with
started
her.
Started off as an
but
actor.
But I don't know if she could do that role.
Amanda Waller is.
But did you hear about how they cast Michael Keaton as Batman? What?
Not what? No. What?
I'm
oh yeah.
I'm making a joke that you know because
yeah.
we're talking about how she couldn't handle the role and.
I think that she could. I think that she, but it might tarnish her Oprah.
Oh.
to become
totally different,
become this politically backstabbing
right,
well not evil, just well I mean if politicians are evil, yes, but but she's basically a politician
but
of the most despicable kind,
right?
Yeah, but apparently Lex Luthor is going to be in the movie too.
Well, they said that there's going to be supposedly.
Well, that's like saying
cameo,
Howard the Duck was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
you
well,
make
I'm not saying
point,
he's
going to
play. I'm not saying he's going to play a big role, but I'm
cameo.
Just saying, like he's going to somehow be involved with gathering.
But is
the
it going to be?
Squad
is it going to be Jesse Eisenberg? That's going to. Yes. Oh, okay. So they're trying to. So what they're doing is they're trying to connect the movies all together. Okay, so they're going to throw him in like one scene, just to tie it all together.
And apparently
they're crossing.
Apparently,
their fingers. It's not official.
Sure,
they're going to. Apparently they're going to mention it's. They said they're going to that the Joker is actually going to be mentioned, talked about in Batman versus Superman. Like Superman's going to bring up Joker in a conversation with Batman.
Okay.
So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Jared Leto does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, and the fact that they have like probably like the most perfect physical representation for Harley Quinn in it with Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting because she's still a newbie. Actress.
Who is Margot?
She's only been.
I don't even know who she is.
Margot who?
Well, she's only been in The Wolf of Wall Street. That's
pretty much all. Wolf of Wall Street. You're like, oh.
That's pretty much all that she's been in.
That's,
so she's still
the reason
of a
it has an R rating.
Oh, I see. Okay.
but there's also that whole stipulation that with a Suicide Squad movie. And it being within the hero cinematic universe of everything, it's probably going to get a PG-13 rating,
sure.
And people are going to be mad about that.
Oh, you mean because it's not PG?
No, because it's
not R.
People are going to be upset because they're like, it won't be true to the comics because it won't be R.
Now, the comics isn't about the gore. The comics is about the story.
Yeah. But you could say the same thing.
But you know,
about,
people are going to
say the same thing about
people are still
going to
complain about it.
You know, they're
well,
going
to. Deadpool is kind of about the gore.
Deadpool is about
no,
slapstick, dumb gore. Everything that has nothing to do with story. There's no story in a Deadpool. It's just watching Deadpool
be
stupid and insane.
Yeah.
And despite that, I don't like Rob Liefeld. I did enjoy the proof of concept video, and I watched it with my wife.
And
she was actually kind of, I don't know what she was, but she didn't act like she was disappointed.
She was indifferent.
Yeah. Well, I had to explain why he was. She's like, so he knows he's in a comic book? How does he know he's in
How
a comic book?
He just
like,
does.
He just does. He's just insane.
He's the only comic book character that knows he's a comic book character.
Yeah. That's not the point. You're missing the point here.
Breaking
the point is,
the fourth
he's just
wall,
crazy and he kills people and it's funny.
Addressing the reader directly.
I don't know.
Moving on.
To Geeky Trivia!
Who has it?
Whose turn is it?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have it.
I was like, when nobody knows who it is, it's Barry. Because he doesn't tell anybody.
Right. That's right. He doesn't remind anybody if it's their turn.
Well, I don't tell anybody.
That's right.
I ask, do I have it this week?
Is it me?
All right. So I have Labyrinth trivia.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
All right.
Okay. Are you guys ready? Hold up, wait.
I'm not ready. I gotta get a piece of paper.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
Babe with the power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
Voodoo?
Voodoo?
Voodoo.
What? Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
What babe?
I thought my baby.
No. that's
you are not both.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Do not make us
okay.
sing.
That's like the worst Bowie songs ever, too.
Yeah. You guys ready for this?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No.
Ready, go.
All right. What is the one line that Sarah cannot remember?
Oh, I can't remember.
You have no power over me.
Dang it.
Mike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I can't remember that.
Sarah is furious that somebody's been in her room again. What's missing from her room?
Her stuffed animal, Lancelot?
Sure, yeah.
And Mike gets a point for Lancelot. So John, Teddy Bear, Mike, Lancelot. Because that was actually the follow-up question.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Good job.
Hold on.
What is Sarah's little brother's name?
Toby.
John. Toby.
All right.
Come on, Ryan.
Annie the Elf. We had to move Annie the Elf. Sorry.
Oh, all right.
Or, I mean, Elf on the Shelf. We call him Annie.
Annie.
After Anakin.
Oh.
Okay.
We got him when that was really big.
Okay.
The movie came out.
You named your elf Anakin?
The kids liked it. Okay. I didn't name it. Those are the kids.
All right.
Shush.
All right. For a man who claims to love Sarah, Jareth acts like a real jerk when he throws what at her?
A snake.
Snake is correct, Michael.
Wow, I don't remember that at all.
All right. How many hours does Sarah have to solve the labyrinth?
13.
13 is correct.
That is answering your question, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I didn't answer.
No, me neither. I was like,
I was
going to
jump
it.
On it. Oh, he said, no. I could say it.
What is hanging from Hoggle's waistband?
A pouch.
Oh, no,
a jewelry plate. Bag.
Jewelry.
I was going to say Michael. Plastic jewelry, yeah.
What is Hoggle doing when
killing
Sarah
fairies.
First meets him?
With the spray gun, yeah.
Another.
Killing fairies.
His spray gun, yeah.
You're horrible.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm Hoggle.
And why are fairies a nuisance?
They bite.
They bite.
John.
Right.
All right. Sarah tries to leave a trail to see which directions she's taken.
Uh-huh.
What does she leave her mark? Mike, lipstick.
What? Oh, I thought Ryan said it. I didn't
know
at all.
I got it first.
That's fun.
All right. What does Sarah give Hoggle for helping
plastic
her find...
bracelet.
Bracelet. John. All right.
It's chronological in the movie. This is like...
Yeah, we're just like, okay, what scene
I
is
thought
next?
That would, I know, right?
Thought that would help you out. All right. Okay, Sarah makes Jareth mad when she tells him that the labyrinth is a piece of cake. Jareth turns and sends a machine after Sarah and Hoggle. What is the machine called?
The cleaner. Yeah.
Michael, the cleaner.
We said it at the same time. Come on.
Ooh, tie goes to the oldest.
Sarah asks an old man with a talking bird hat for directions. What does she leave as payment?
A ring.
A ring? Michael.
Holy crap. When did you watch this, Michael?
A couple years ago.
Like
yeah, but he's seen it like 1 billion times.
Yeah, like 1 billion times. Yeah.
I've seen it a lot too. He just happens to get to the answers quicker than I can.
What is the power that Ludo has
to call rocks?
John, call rocks.
Oh, I thought I got it.
I started. You just finished it.
All right. What kind of animal is Sir Didymus? A fox, Mike.
No, he's
rides
a
dog.
No,
he rides a dog.
Then
but
why does he
fox.
Bark?
Because foxes bark.
Come on.
They do.
No, what does a fox
what
say?
What does it say? Ring, ding, 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 ding.
All right. Well, what person or that's a... gonna
give it away.
Well, it's gonna throw you off. What character, what person or thing plays more than one character?
Say that again.
What person or thing plays more than one character? Sorry. It's kind of a misleading question.
Are you talking about Jareth when he's like the beggar?
No.
Okay, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
So, Sarah's dog plays two characters, as Sarah's dog and as Sir Dynamis's Ambrosius.
Ambrosius.
Whatever.
I'm like,
well, I don't think that's true.
I think it was coincidence.
I think they just happen to be the same kind of dog.
Moving on.
Anyway,
completely different things.
What is Sarah's dog's name then?
Ambrosius.
No.
Sir Lancelot.
No, that's
not Toby. That's the baby.
Brother.
Oh.
MacGuffins.
Interesting.
Think of Lancelot.
I don't know. Arthur.
Sir Arthur.
Galahad.
Merlin.
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 Oh, she only says his name once when she sends him to the garage.
It's true. All right. What piece of fruit does Jareth give to Sarah? Or
a Poggle
give to Sarah? A peach is correct, Michael. And to end it off, what kind of animal does Jareth turn into?
A hawk? Or a
crow? An owl. Ooh, Ryan got it.
Owl.
Ryan got owl.
Oh my God, that's my only point.
Woo! Geeky trivia. And Ryan pulling up the rear with one.
Good job, Ryan.
John with 6. And Mike with 10.
Woo! Good job, Michael.
My 80s movies.
That's right.
So, that was good times. So we'd like to thank Alpha Geek Radio for the live stream, Doghouse Systems for being our affiliate. Use the code CLOSETGEEK to get double your RAM on your purchase. And don't forget to, it's Christmas, people. Go to our site and use our Amazon link, and hopefully the site will be up soon because we're having issues with it.
Anything you order on Amazon should be ordered using the Closet Geek link because, I mean, hello, it doesn't
cost you anything.
But it helps support the Closet Geek, and we all know on Amazon buying Christmas presents. So
it's true.
Do it. Help us out.
Do it. All right. Thanks for listening to The Closet Geek, guys. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net, on our Facebook, Twitter page, all over those things. You can email us all your questions, especially Star Wars questions, like Ryan was saying. What are your opinions about the droid, the lightsaber, and lore and theory? You can email us at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, review, do everything on iTunes, and come and join us next
Stitcher.
Week. We are...
Yeah, and Stitcher.
And Stitcher.
Don't forget, we're on Stitcher now.
Do that. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.